This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Dan. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares Class. As I mentioned, I'm all excited about the campsites that we've set up here at the farm. And it really ties in with USA Prepares and 5MinuteUniversity.com, our websites. And so if you're interested, just send me an email, instructor@usapreparers.com. Let me know if you're interested, and maybe I can get some pictures and before we get them on the website and let you see what we're up to. Bert's with us. Welcome, Bert.
Hey, Ben. Those campsites sound, well, first of all, I'm glad to be here on another beautiful Friday morning. But those campsites sound enticing. Does it include meals cooked by your wonderful significant other to bring out to the campers?
Well, you know, it could. It really could. However, what we're trying to do is teach independence through camping and what it really means. But what we do have is we have beef. It's right here, right now. We have steaks raised on the farm. I'm talking about grass-fed beef. You can actually see the cows from the campsite, when they're in the fields that are near the campsite. You'll be able to hear them, you know, mooing and talking to each other. And you'll see the hay fields. You'll see the pasture. And, you know, you see part of the operation. The campsite is kind of an area that we've designated for camping. But this is a real farm. And so there were some questions. Will we allow hunting? Well, there's plenty of deer on the farm. However, we've decided that no hunting, because the gunshots really upset the animals.
Yeah, yeah. No hunting anywhere, no firing anywhere on the Fennelli Ranch, any of the acres, like the other end,
right.
Is that okay? Or?
Right.
Okay,
well,
nowhere.
No, because it really spooks the cows. It really does. They're terrified of it. And so the answer is, no, and it's not necessary. You don't need to kill animals in order to go camping. It's not necessary. But we do have fire pits. There's six locations ready to go right now, where you could pull three of them, where you could pull in a camper on a, you know, pull it with a pickup truck up to, you know, 24 feet long, and park. It's ready to go right now, and we have three. So all six are ready for tents. Three of the six are available to pull in your camper trailer and or a pickup truck with a camper cap on it. So they're ready to go right now. So it's absolutely, Bert, it's magnificent. I mean, I'm not trying to brag, but I didn't make the planet. But this is one of the most beautiful places on planet Earth. It's all the campsites are along a stream or a creek. It is true nature. You can hear all the sounds of nature. There's quiet. There are no sirens. Once in a while. You can hear a siren once in a while. I mean, maybe once a year off in the distance. But it's really, really quiet. It's on a dirt road. It's not on a paved road. There's no four-lane highways anywhere near here. It's actually peace and quiet in nature. That's what it is.
Yeah.
And one of the trees, as I mentioned, was probably here before the war between the states, you know, before, I'm thinking before 1840, one of the trees, right on the campsite. So I'm all excited.
Well, yeah. No, that sounds fantastic, Vince.
Well, I'll send you some pictures.
Yeah, yeah, or put them on the USA Prepares website.
I will. If I got to talk to Arjun. He's got it in park right now, and he was gone for about a month. I'm not sure where he's been or what he's up to, but I'm going to call him today, see if he's okay, and if he is, we'll find out what we can do about getting maybe getting a blog and some pictures on the website, USA Prepares and 5MinuteUniversity.com. So if you do a search, you probably won't find 5 Minute University. So it's 5, F-I-V-E, MinuteUniversity.com. And we'll see if we can get some pictures up this weekend. So, Bert, what do you have on the blackboard for us?
We have an interesting class, Spence. We're going to talk about Havana syndrome, which is still somewhat of a mystery. It's affected diplomats around the world, and we don't know what's causing it for sure. We know something's going on. So we're going to talk about that later in class. We're going to give an update on the solar storm, and it's an interesting wrinkle to the story from the last couple of weeks. We've discussed it in class. I'm going to have a quick update on the markets, and no surprise, Vince, they're down again. And I want to clear up one thing because, you know, we don't normally talk about political subjects or we mentioned abortion last week, and I brought up the fact that there was a Virginia bill that would allow post-birth abortion, and a lot of people said, Bert, that can't be true. I mean, come on, you're off the deep end. So the bill was killed when the new governor came in effectively, but the bill was proposed by Virginia Delegate Kathy Tran. It's a real bill, and basically it's House Bill 2491, and that bill would have allowed a baby to be killed, or let's say left to die, if so. For instance, a woman goes in for an abortion, and it's traumatic, and she goes into labor and has the baby there at the abortion clinic. This bill would allow them to effectively kill the baby if the mother gets the choice. So think about all the places that would want a baby for adoption. Here's a beautiful baby born, basically in a doctor's office, although it's kind of a not really a doctor if you're doing these things. But this bill would literally allow the mother in the clinic to kill the baby after it's born. And luckily, because there's a new governor in Virginia, that bill was killed. But it's not, you know, imaginary. This was for real. It was House Bill 2491. So I just wanted to throw that out there to people who are questioning that my story couldn't, you know, that can't be true. It was, Vince. So just throwing that out there for class. Markets today down, down 80, not looking good. Obviously, we're in a recession. And so the question is, you know, can things improve enough, pull out of the recession? Markets will always move ahead of what's going on. So nobody knows for sure, though, because this is a different kind of economy than we've had before. There's, there's things that, you know, if you open the textbook on economics, things are going on that you don't usually see simultaneous. In other words, very low unemployment. I know it's higher than the statistics, but it's still relatively low, and you can tell with all the companies advertising for jobs, yet there's no question that people have slowed down buying things, so there's certainly a damper on the economy. Interest rates are going up significantly. Now, they were in artificially low numbers, so, you know, we had basically Federal Reserve loaning money out at 0 to 0.25%, which was crazy, and they were doing that for years. And we also had, we discussed before in class, quantitative easing, which is basically printing money. We've stopped doing that effectively, but we haven't really reversed what was already put out there. So a lot of different things going on. The one thing that does go by textbook is that if you flood an economy with money, you're going to have inflation. And why these guys in charge of our economy didn't see that while they were doing it, and we all know there's a 6 to 12 month lag, so why they didn't see it when they were putting trillions of dollars into the economy at the same time they're shutting down businesses from being productive and producing things and delivering things. I don't know what these people were thinking, because that one was in the books and it should have been obvious to everybody, but we're dealing with it now, and hard to say what's going to happen, Vince, because these are conditions that we haven't really seen before, so views are all over the map. Are we going to have a light recession, a prolonged recession, deep recession? Nobody knows. Also, when do the markets turn up? And they usually turn up ahead of time. So not predicting this, but, you know, we've had worse 6 months in some indexes since the Great Depression, in the Dow since 1962. So, you know, we might be, you know, the markets might be due for a reversal soon, but we'll have to see. Really, it's almost impossible to predict, except for the fact that when things get so pessimistic as we have right now, we often that's a sign of a market bottom. So who knows? So, Vince, that's a quick update on those things. But any comments, or we'll move on to really interesting what happened with the coronal mass ejection and the sunspots.
Just one quick comment, Bert.
Sure.
So when I was growing up, and when you were growing up, we could go to the local bank in town on the East Coast and start a savings account and get 5.25% interest. There was an incentive by that 5.25%, plain old passbook savings, nothing special about it. Just you bring the bank some currency, and they would pay you 5.25% for the use of your money. They would lend it out. Well, that was an incentive to save. At 0.25% interest rate, there was absolutely no incentive to save.
Yeah.
And that's what people did.
Yeah.
Because there was no incentive, they did not save. And what they did was they spent recklessly into record high balances on credit card accounts. And so people are broke. Absolutely broke. They spent themselves into being broke because
yeah.
there was no reason to save. And of course, the schools don't teach, I'm talking about the public training camp, does not teach about how interest works, how you can save money and plan for a better future. They don't teach that. So naturally, young people don't know about that, and they think no money down means no money. They actually think that they can buy things and never pay for them. And that's absolutely true, because I met some young people who thought that. Of course, I didn't think that. You didn't think that. No one in the class thinks that. But young people have no idea because they've never been told. Their parents didn't tell them. Their relatives didn't tell them. The schools didn't teach them. And they're left to their own devices, thinking that the marketing schemes of no money down, no payments for 5 years means you get it for free. Bert, back to you. So that's one of the reasons we're in this mess, lack of education. It's brought to you by Washington, D.C., the Department of Education, and filters down through all the states, and then it filters down through the counties. That's where it comes from. It comes from the top, Washington,
D.C. Since you mentioned 0.25%, of course, a lot of people in your checking account, you got like a 0.1%. But 0.25% was the federal funds rate, so that's what banks could borrow money from. But they did not lend it to you for 0.25%. They loaned it to you for a lot more. And if you have a credit card balance, those people out there know those interest rates were astronomical, and they're even higher now. So.
Yeah, but what I'm talking about is if you had any passbook savings or checking account savings, you got almost zero, less than 0.25%. That's absolutely true.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Bert's with us in California, CEO of a California corporation, and he's a patent holder. He's a design engineer in electronics, radio frequency communications. Bert, the solar conditions, please.
Yeah, yes, Vince. So this is so interesting. Last Friday during our class, we discussed a solar storm that was occurring on the sun. Exactly at that time, there was a coronal mass ejection of energy unleashed from the sun. And we had gotten some reports, it was inconclusive, that something was going on at the time. And we mentioned it on class on the air that there's some conflicting information, but something may be headed to the earth. And indeed it was. But here's the interesting thing about it. It was unleashed Thursday and Friday and headed toward the earth for sure. But it did not come from the sunspot that everybody was observing. It came from another area near, but not from those sunspots. So that's what threw everybody off. They go, well, this, you know, what is this? And here's the other related information, and it may have something to do with it. It may not. We had an extremely rare, and this hasn't happened since 1864, five-planet alignment of our planets. So Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn all lined up in the sky. Presumably, the Earth is in on that because we're looking at it, right? But Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn all lined up in a line to the sun, and that has not happened since 1864. Does that have something to do with it, or was it just a coincidence? Nobody knows. But the storm did hit Earth on Sunday. It hit just before midnight English time, you know, time equals zero time on the first meridian. But basically it continued through all of June 26th, which was Sunday. Affected communications, affected power grid fluctuations. It is what scientists classify as a G1 class storm. So let's just put that in perspective. It's kind of moderate. It's not a 1859 size storm. It's not a 1921 size storm, and it didn't even add up to the 1989 storm that wiped out power in most of Quebec and that part of Canada. But it was strong. And what's interesting, though, is it kind of caught everybody by surprise, because here you have all the world scientists looking at the sunspots, and sort of over in the corner of their eye, they see something coming toward the Earth, and we still don't know exactly what caused it. There's some scientists that are saying when solar winds collide with each other, that causes the coronal mass ejection, and those collision of solar winds happened at angles that ejected that blast, and unfortunately that blast was pointed out toward the Earth, and it hit the Earth on Sunday, Vince. So it's over now, but if you'd gone out Sunday night, you would have seen auroras in the sky, and that's what caused it.
So here's the question I have. So I was doing research about this coronal mass ejection, and there was a news blackout. Literally, there was a news blackout. And what I found was that at Stanford University in California, they shut down the laboratory, the building, the radio telescopes, the whole, all of that research was shut down because allegedly there was a wildfire that took out that part of the power grid so that they could not operate in those buildings, in those research facilities. Now, I don't know if that's true or not.
No, it's true. It's a weird circular argument, because if the wildfire was caused by the coronal mass ejection, and then that caused the electricity to go down, and then that caused that for sure, 100%, we know that facility was knocked off the air. So the premier observatory we have for looking at the sun and looking at what's going on in the sun was knocked out. So it's sort of like a circular argument that, what we have to observe it was knocked out by what it was we're trying to observe. We don't know what caused that fire, but it was a very interesting situation.
Yeah, and it prevented us from knowing exactly what was happening. When we come back, the question I have for you is, I noticed extreme heat, absolutely extreme heat. Was that a relation to this CME or these events?
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Americans now have a better picture of what insurers and employers pay for health care thanks to a new rule that starts today. It's part of a President Trump-era medical price transparency law. The problem thus far is deciphering the massive amount of data. Like our politics regarding climate change, some believe we only have a few years to live. Some believe the Earth will take care of herself. The Supreme Court on Thursday shut down the EPA's overreaching mandate, saying the agency must have congressional approval before making any business change operations. It was a 6-3 vote. The International Criminal Court marked the 20th anniversary of its establishment Friday as its prosecutors probed war crimes in countries around the world, including what one expert called a make-or-break investigation in Ukraine. This as more civilians were killed Friday by Russian missiles. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
A pair of Space Force technology payloads using its Atlas V rocket was delayed Thursday because of lightning in and around Cape Canaveral, Florida. The USSF-12 mission involves two satellites that will help the Space Force test and develop systems for future national security space missions. They'll try to launch again this evening about 6 p.m. Eastern. President Biden in front of the world bashed America and the Supreme Court Thursday as he spoke at a NATO summit. Florida Republican Representative Carlos Jimenez on the House Homeland Security Committee says Biden, because the Supreme Court of the United States put abortion responsibility onto the states, has become unhinged.
No. Look, President Biden is unhinged, and he should not have done that. You know, this is the third branch of government. It's a co-equal branch of government. They did what they thought they had to do. I applaud their decision. It goes back to the states. It goes back into the hands of the people. It should have been a political decision, not a judicial decision 50 years ago. So I applaud what they did. And obviously, he doesn't. Look, they're trying to say make a statement somehow that abortion, you know, is not going to happen in the United States. Certain states have, you know, basically abortion on demand. That's still the law of the land today. And so it's up to the states, it's up to the people in those states to decide how that's going to play out in their particular state. And rightly so, I think the Supreme Court was right on in that decision.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it.
God,
you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Birch with us in California. And CEO of a corporation, electronics corporation, a design corporation. And, Bert, it seems when we go down these rabbit holes, and this has been going on for pretty much as long as I've known you, since the 1970s, we end up with more questions than we had when we started. And this is just another case of that. Did this event or series of events with the sun, with the coronal mass ejection, did that cause this massive heat dome that we have been experiencing in the Midwest, which has killed 100% of our corn crop. It's killed our grass. It's yielded, this heat dome has yielded 50% of the normal grass that we would grow to feed our cows. And it's not just us. It's all over this area. Is this all tied to what the sun was doing, or is that something else? Do you know?
I do not know, Vince, and most scientists will say they don't see a connection. But let me give you an example of how the more we learn, the more we realize we don't know. If you remember over the years when you have earthquakes, and you can probably agree with me on this, that you'll have an earthquake in one part of the world, and then a day later there'll be another earthquake, and then a day later, you know, an earthquake in India, an earthquake in Russia, an earthquake in South America. And for years, scientists were saying, there's no connection. They're different plates. There's absolutely no connection between these earthquakes. Yet common sense, just using your common sense, says there has to be a connection. Because, you know, how could this happen? You know, no earthquakes for months and months and months, and all of a sudden, you know, three huge earthquakes within days of each other. And finally, scientists said, you know, there is a connection, and it's not so much anything to do with connection of the plates of the earth, although that might be involved, but basically there's certain times when, because of gravitational pulls from the moon and the sun and possibly other planets, that the earth is set up to have earthquakes. So although they might not literally be connected in the way you would think of, you know, connected through the ground or something like that, the forces that unleash the earthquakes are affecting various parts of the planet. So often scientists will come out and say, that's just not possible. But really what they should be saying is, we don't know. Because so I would answer your question with, we're not sure. So there's no question there's more activity going on the sun right now, and it's going to increase for the next couple of years. But we don't know how that connects to the weather. We're learning more and more every year that the sun does affect our weather. It's a huge effect on both the weather we have and climate changes that we have. You know, everybody's worried about fossil fuels, and of course that is bad to be pumping that exhaust from fossil fuels into the atmosphere. But the fact is that the sun has a greater effect on climate change than does the fossil fuels we're burning, and we're learning more and more about that every year. So giving you a long answer, Vince, and for the class, that we don't know, because it's the old adage that, you know, every time we answer a question, we have five new questions. So the more we learn, the more we realize we don't know.
Let me give you an insight as to my long, long friendship of 50 years with Bert. This is the kind of private phone calls that we have. This is what they sound like. So if you were a fly on the wall and you were listening in to a telephone call between Missouri and California where Bert and I were talking, this is exactly what they sound like. And Bert, I want to thank you for your friendship. I really enjoy our friendship, and you've been a wonderful friend. Not that I plan on going anywhere or plan on having you go anywhere. It's just, I just want to say thank you. And these are the kinds of discussions that we all need to have to expand our minds and actually show that just because someone says something, one of these experts, and I'm talking about what Burke said. In the past, scientists said, oh, these events are not connected. Well, they are connected. And so you can't always believe what you hear. And in that line of thinking, don't believe anything that you hear in the media. Don't believe anything you see in the media. Don't believe anything you read in the media. Do your own research. And that includes us here at USA Prepares. So the sun's rays were really, really strong. It's wreaked havoc with farmers. I believe many farmers are going to go under as a result of it. They can't afford the inputs, the fuel, the fertilizer, the maintenance, etc., to keep their farms running. And that's where food comes from. It comes from farms, unless you grow it yourself. And I suggest that you do that. Bert, we were talking about Havana syndrome. Are you going to go back to that?
Yeah. So It's in the news again because the U.S. government has agreed to pay diplomats and others who have experienced health effects from the Havana syndrome. So let's talk about what it is. And again, it's somewhat of a mystery, but we know what the symptoms are, and we have some theories about what's causing it. But basically, people have vertigo, tinnitus, visual problems, nausea, cognitive difficulties. I mean, basically, you're thrown for a loop, and you hear noises. And so this started being reported back in 2016, 2017. So it's been going on for, you know, five or six years now. And not so much in the last year or two, but very heavily in 2016 and 2017. And primarily, although not exclusively, from Havana, Cuba, to American diplomats. Cuba actually eventually cooperated with the United States to try and find the cause of what's going on and offer doctors and put a lot of resources to try and work with us, although ultimately they said they couldn't find anything going on, yet many of our diplomats were severely injured. So there's lots of theories out there, but the best theory is that it's some type of pulse radio frequency device. Now, there is a radio frequency device using microwaves that they've developed years before that that would be a listening device. And what you would do is you'd bombard it in through a window. The glass of the window would actually be modulated with the voice of what people were saying inside, and a reflection off the glass, I guess a small amount of microwave would be reflected. Because there's a, you know, tiny bit of metal in the glass, presumably. But anyway, from reflected microwave signals, they could demodulate the audio of what was being said in the building. So that was actually a spy device that had been developed years before. We don't think that's it. We think this is something much more powerful that's literally designed to upset the people, you know, to harm them. I mean, directly designed to harm diplomats. You know, why, you know, at first we think, why would Russia want to do that? But I don't think anybody questions now why the Russian government does crazy, awful things. So we think the best, or let's say, if you look at all the scientists and all the opinions, the one that has the highest amount of scientists signing into that camp is pulsed radio frequency weapon, because that's what it is. And it causes brain damage, thinking problems, and pretty much if you're removed, you know, you come back home, go to a hospital, you gradually do get better. Most people have gotten better, but there's some minor lasting effects. So, again, it's been going on for years. The reason it's in the news is the U.S. government agreed to pay money to help people that have health costs, you know, over and above whatever their military health plan covered, or I should say government health plan covered. So that was recently in the news the last few days. People may have seen that. So we still don't know exactly what causes it. Now, if it was me, I would go into, for instance, the Hotel National in Havana is one of the locations where it was reported. I would go in there with a spectrum analyzer, covering a wide range of frequencies, you know, something going up into, you know, hopefully up to around 80 gigahertz or so if you can get a high-end spectrum analyzer and keep monitoring. I mean, you can have it remotely monitoring. You don't have to have a person there. You can have it logging with multiple antennas, and that's what I would do, but I don't know that that's been done to actually, you know, measure the signals. So,
Bert, as you discuss this, I was writing down some notes, and here's one of the notes that I wrote down. If the U.S. government is paying victims for what is being termed Havana syndrome, that means it's real, because the U.S. government is really slow to pay anyone anything unless they absolutely positively have to. Okay?
Yeah.
That's one thing.
How long did it take for you to get paid for that water abatement project on the ranch? Probably forever.
What are you talking about?
Well, remember they were going to... they were going to pay you to divert some water or rope it up from the cattle. I guess you probably ended up not doing it. But when you have a government program to pay you for whatever, probably takes forever to get your check.
Oh, absolutely. Now, Class, what we're talking about is the USDA and the Soil and Water Conservation District. There's an office in every county in the United States where those two organizations share a building. Or an office. And they will come out to your farm if you have one, and they will tell you about a program that will, they'll pay you 75% of the cost, 75% of the cost, typically. Sometimes it's 90% of the cost of drilling a well and plumbing water underground to cattle waterers. So you pull the water out of the ground and you let your cows drink from these cattle waterers as compared to letting them do what we do, which is go into the streams and go swimming in the ponds and go in the woods and take shelter from the sun's rays and take shelter from the hailstorms and take shelter from the high winds. So we let them do what cows normally do and use nature to their advantage. So the government plan would be to pay you to prevent your cows from going into shelter. Prevent your cows from getting out of the sun. Prevent your cows from drinking water that they would normally drink from streams and creeks. So that's what Bert's talking about, and we have not participated in that. Okay, we don't want to do that. We want the cows to be cows. That's why we raise some of the finest beef in the world right here at our farm in Missouri. And next thing I wrote down, Bert, as you were discussing this, is it seems to me that Havana Syndrome is your body's network and CPU are not connected and working properly. And what I mean by that is your brain isn't working as it normally would, and the connections, the neural connections throughout your body to your brain aren't working correctly. So that's why you have vertigo, and that's why you have speech issues, that's why you have brain fog, visual issues, and the rest of it. That makes a lot of sense to me. Sounds to me like exactly what you said. It is a weapon that when it's turned on, you could measure it, but when it's turned off, you can't measure it. Sounds like people are being cooked.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Bert, this is not a trick question. This is for real. Have you ever had, and I'm not talking about coloring eggs for Easter. I'm not talking about where you actually dye the eggs. But I'm asking you, have you ever had a brown egg or a blue egg or a green egg or a pink egg from a chicken? Have you ever had one?
Well, I've had eggs. Left in the refrigerator too long, you know, you open up one and you're frying it, and then you crack the second one, you go, oh my God! So you kind of ruined everything in your pan. I've had that, but I don't think that's what you're referring to.
No. I'm actually referring to a chicken. It's called an Americana, AmericaNa, and Americana chickens. Can lay brown eggs and pink eggs and green eggs and blue eggs, all naturally. It's not like you give them food color in their feed and the eggs come out green. It's not like that. They actually lay different color eggs. And during hour number one, I was thinking about this, so I wrote down this note in my spiral binders that I've got stacks of them, that's the input to the book, 5 Minute University. But I'm thinking that what we should do is have some brown, green, pink, and blue eggs for those campers who want to experience multicolored eggs, naturally multicolored. And now the inside is the same color. It would be a standard yolk with standard white, but the outside shell is really intriguing. They're smaller, but I was thinking, you know what? I need to get some of those chickens, and I may pursue that this afternoon as well. But I wanted to ask you, would you eat an egg that was brown or blue or pink?
Sure. Eaten brown eggs. We all have. I mean, that's pretty common. Yeah. They sell them in the stores everywhere. But I don't think, as long as when you crack it, it looks pretty normal. I have no qualms about it, Vince. So I think that's great. You know, doing things like that adds like a touch to the campers that could go a long way to just giving people a nice experience.
Yeah. You know, we've talked about electric vehicles. Do you want to flesh that out a little bit more?
Well,
Kathy sent me a video, and I sent it to
yeah.
you, and I sent it to some other instructors. In class, if you want a copy of this video, send me an email, instructor@USAPrepares. Ask for the EV video, and I'll send it to you. You'll get the video.
Yeah, Vince, before we do that, real quick, I wanted to just kind of tie a knot on our Havana syndrome, because I think people are asking, you know, why would Russia do this? So there's a theory out there that some diplomats have put forward that in 2016, remember, Obama had been improving relationships with Cuba, and whether you think that was a good idea or not, he was going a long way to trying to normalize relationships between our two countries. Because, you know, the people in both of our countries like each other. You know, Cubans love Americans. I mean, you know what their number one sport is? It's baseball. So, and you probably saw the pictures of Obama sitting with Castro and all those things. So, relations were indeed improving. So the theory goes that the Russians were actually trying to sabotage improving relations between the U.S. and Cuba, because Cuba was one of their client states, and, you know, they resented the fact that they would go back and become friends with the U.S. So that was the motivating factor of why Russia unleashed this in 2016. But again, just a theory, because nobody went in there with the right equipment that could actually record what those RF energy was. And so, you know, again, just an idea, but to me it's plausible. So, Vince, yes, I did see that picture from Kathy, and I've never seen it that bad, but we do have lines, and I can tell you my own experience. A few days ago, I went to charge my car, and all the chargers were occupied except one, so I, you know, drove all around the parking lots, found one, pulled in, charged it. It didn't seem, car said I'm charging, the charger didn't seem to register, but I had to go run to meet my dinner appointment, so I left it. Of course, it wasn't charging, and when I called ChargePoint later that evening, they said, oh, yeah, that unit you pulled into doesn't work. So so I had pulled into the one empty slot. It hadn't been marked, but indeed it wasn't operating. So it's pretty common to here in Northern California to find not so much a waiting line, because you can, you know, you can go park somewhere else and not charge, but pretty much very hard to find an open slot where you can pull in and charge your vehicle. So the electric sales have picked up this year. I don't have the statistics for you, but there's no doubt it's increased with the price of gas going up, and it is getting harder to charge your car.
So in that video, Bert, there is at the end of the video, you can see a big box. It looks like the transformer that powers these charging stations, underground fed electric power lines. It looks 16 times the size of the transformer that powers our farm, you know, from the local utility, when we decide to use, you know, local utility electricity. These are enormous power consumers, right, charging these electric cars? Would that be about right, 16 times the size of a farm transformer?
You know, hard to say, Ben. Yeah. Could be.
Yep. Okay, class, Radio Havana, Cuba, you can listen to it on shortwave. I have. Bert, thank you so much.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.